Wednesday, June 4th, and it's trying to be light out, getting close to the longest day of the year. This will be a typical 4 hour and 15 minute radio show, and we're glad you're here with us. Hopefully you can hang out for as much of that 4 hours and 15 minutes as you possibly can. And if you can't, because only we can be here for 4 hours and 15 minutes because we have to be, please get the podcast of today's show and other shows that you've missed. You can text our Mike's Pizza and More text line. Use the keyword Eric. Text that name, those four letters, E-R-I-C, to 419-240-1055. You'll get the podcast link for the show. We're brought to you by another Mike. Mike Buck, State Farm, Pennsylvania. Hashtag some pig. Quickly after 6 o'clock, we'll get a Manic Music Mix because we didn't fit one in last week. I try to make these tougher, but Floyd keeps doing well. Our friends from BCAN, BCAN, BCSN, Jordan and Allie from Trendy in Toledo will drop by in the 7 o'clock hour. We've got Tacos and Trivia Tuesday for Cedar Point tickets. A lot of questions for a panel full of ladies. And what do you want your kids to do, or what do you think they will do? It's a very busy show, so get as much of the content as you can. And again, text in if you want to say good morning, 419-240-1055. You can call that number when we throw it out for the call-in topics, but text anytime as our early morning risers normally do. 546 on Tuesday, June 4th. Good morning, it's Eric Chase and the one and only Lady McLateface.
Hi. I wasn't that late.
But you were late.
I know.
You're inching closer to Philly tea territory.
No. I am a costume professional, but I feel 10 times, sniff, sniff. I feel 10 times better today.
Your body energy looks much better.
Yeah, I OD'd on NyQuil last night, and I was like, oh, there we go.
And you think you pulled your phone out of the wall?
I have a habit of doing it. Like, when I get up, I'm a midnight peer because I have diabetes. So apparently, at some point last night when I got up, I just undid my phone and just looked at it, apparently for time or something, and just laid it back down.
How much do you, and you didn't
have? And I was at like 5%, and so like the alarm was just silent. So for some reason, I was like, why is my wall glowing? And I was like, oh! Yeah.
Have you ever
450. I was like, ooh, yeah, we're going to be late today.
I don't wake up really well. I hate waking up.
I do. Not, I'm like, when not, I hear it, I'm like,
not in a suicide-y kind of way that okay. I hate waking up. I just hate waking up. I'd rather, and last, now with, I keep my window open when I sleep, so I hear all the trains, and sometimes I think it's a nice sleeping noise, and other times it's not. I didn't sleep real well last night. I know some people who don't wake up well, or are snooze addicts.
I used to be.
Put their phones far away from them, so they have to get up to go get it.
Nope, that's not me. I need that. I need my babe next to me.
Well, I was maybe just going to suggest so that you don't like find a way to unplug it in the middle of the night.
No.
I'd like to ask you a couple of superficial questions, if I may.
I like to answer superficial questions. Let's go!
By the way, it's Q105, the morning reboot, 419-240-1055. You have different color hair this morning.
I do. My merman hair is back.
What color is that?
I do not know.
Okay. You'll
it's it- supposed to be teal, but I have black people hair. So, like, the bleaching process for me... Huh?
You're black.
I know. Surprise!
Just...
I have colored folk hair.
Okay, it does.
But no,
does look teal.
Yes. So like when I bleach my hair, it like doesn't get that as with less with fine hair. We'll put it that way. My hair is more coarse and dark. With lighter color hair, I don't really get that like blonde color. It's like a copper, dirty yellow-ish hair. So when I put the color on, it counteracts. So like yesterday, I actually bought like a teal green. And it actually took this time. So I was like, yay, look at it. You can't really tell. It's a subtle difference.
Well, I can tell.
Can you tell?
Oh, yeah.
All right, maybe I can't because it's just on my head. But yeah.
Ooh, that's not a good picture.
What was I doing?
I'm your friend, so I won't post that.
Oh, I look so... Oh, that hair is popping. Let's do another one.
You want that picture?
No, let's do another one with me making eye contact.
All right, I'll put it up later on. I got a bunch of things scheduled.
But yeah, so...
Wait, up here. There we go.
There we go. But no,
it looks great. Looks
I
fine.
Felt a little better yesterday, and I was like, and I had these products in my house. I was like, you know, they're going to expire by the end of the year, Floyd. Tis the season. Let's just do it. It's Pride Month. Let's change your hair to achieve to let you guys know that black people can have light color fun hair. And the only reason why I found out is because I did a Google search. I was like, can my hair do that?
And you can tan.
We can tan. And actually, a lot of us do tan.
My second superficial question. Do you have a tattoo story to tell me?
No.
So, yes.
It's fine. I got over it.
What happened?
Well, I went to this tattoo place. I'm not sure I'm allowed to talk about it.
Oh, well, then leave
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, so, I went to this tattoo place, and the dude kind of, like, tried to one-up me. My sister and I went there, and we paid in full. She paid her half. I paid my half. And then he was like, well, I can only do one today. And I was like, oh, well, my sister, she paid for half my tattoo. Let her go first. So anyways, he did my sister's tattoo, and I rescheduled mine for 2 days later. So I went to this place, first appointment of the day, 11 o'clock. No one's there. So I'm like, okay, maybe they're running late. It's fine. It's fine. It's a Friday morning. Maybe they went out on a Thursday. I'm not here to judge. So the owner opens the door. He's like, can I help you? I go, I have an appointment with so-and-so at 11. He's like, oh, just have a seat. Right now it's like 11:05. 11:20 rolls around. I'm just like, okay, what do I do? I hear the owner yelling in the background. Where are you here? Your 11 o'clock's here. Blah, blah, blah. Customer, 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 customer. Tattoo culture. They're just cussing and yelling. Now, that's not even the kicker. The kicker is the opener wasn't even there yet. He didn't show up till like 11:45. The opener was like the piercer.
Okay.
So his whole staff was late. But tattoo artist showed up at like 11:50. He's like, all right, boss, come back here. He had sketched out the picture. Everything looked great. I was like, awesome. He starts doing my tattoo. 45 minutes to an hour later, he's like, all right, boss, you're done. Check it out. And I look at it, I go, that's just an outline. Keep in mind, I paid $250 already. I was like, that's just an outline. He was like, oh, is that not what you wanted? I go, no, I want the picture, the actual detail. And he's like, oh, well, that'll be another $100 plus tax, so $112. So I'm like, I'm fuming at this point. First off, I had a show Thursday night, so I'm like already in the mood because you're an hour late. So I call my sister, and she's like, she says her words, and she goes, well, since you're there, just do it. Don't tip. I said, because I'm not that person. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So we get there. He shades it. He does everything to it. I don't think it looks bad. I get home and look at it more. I'm just like, this is not what I wanted.
Do you have an effed up tattoo?
It's not effed up. It's just not the shading or the detail that I wanted. The shading looks pretty sweet. There's just minor details that need to be fixed. Like one of my X-Men, Rogue, doesn't have like a palm. It has like a little nub. And like Wolverine could be darker.
So you got an X-Men tattoo?
Yes. I'm not mad about it, but like there's, like I said, there's minor details. And when this heals up, I will be going back to my original person. Won't say your name, but you know who you are. I've already talked to you, so I'll see you in 3 weeks, sir.
Is it a place I can see it, or is it
no,
like...
it's on my calf. I'm not dropping trout in here, and I got tight pants on.
You can lift... Okay. I'd like to see what it looks like, but okay. Yeah,
but no, and then... So then, of course, I did the thing, like, I posted on Facebook, and you know, like, everyone's a tattoo rights crusader. They have their opinions. They say, like, the one girl was like, ooh, that's a really SE tattoo. And I go, well... I know it's not that bad. Calm down. And like Stefan was like, well, we're just trying to make you feel better. Also, someone posted like, well, this is what happens. You get other people's artwork on you without their permission. You know what? My body, my choice. No one asked for your opinion either. And you know who you are, and I hope you're listening because I said what I said.
I'm kind of like that.
Your opinion is not wanted.
Tattoos don't bother me, but I just don't know why anybody would get anything permanent on them.
Yeah, well, he took the angle of, like, it's somebody else's artwork. First off, this artwork is from, like, 96 when I was, like, 10, 13, math, so that, sorry. So I was like, this is something I've always wanted. So, therefore, 13-year-old Floyd was living out his fantasy and his sister paid for it. It's not bad. It's just one of those things. I felt he rushed and didn't put forth the effort for someone that paid literally $362 for a tattoo.
That's why you, I'm glad, it was... impeccable timing last night when I tagged you in that X-Men post.
Yeah, all of them.
It's funny that you mentioned this morning. I found the fun meme.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, three tattoos. Those are pretty permanent, you know? Me. Wow, three kids. Those are pretty permanent, Carol.
Right, exactly.
That's why I don't want either.
Not mad about it, though. Like,
someone asked me to ask you about that.
Who was that person?
Can't tell you.
Well, that person can mind their own damn business.
Wow. 5:55, the morning reboot. You can reboot as you do when you wake up each and every day. Q105, the morning reboot, Eric and Floyd, 419-240-1055. I also have a kind of a local business complaint, but I won't name them. And we've talked about this a couple times on the air before. Shop local. It's a great in theory, sometimes more challenging in practice. And in this case yesterday, it was harder in practice. I went to a local place, and I'm like, these prices are outrageous. Like, out freaking outrageous. So I bought a couple of things. It's a store I don't normally go to, but I bought a couple of things that I don't find in other stores, and I paid through the nose a little bit for some of these. But for other items that I can get other places, I did not. I'll just go on my normal run. It was a food store.
Okay.
So I'll say this. So it's like, shop local, pay more. So thank God for Monette's. God, I love that place. Because there are times I
always forget about Monette.
I walk out of that place, and I have a basket full of fruits and vegetables. And they're like, $8.63. I'm like, damn. And like, it lasts me plenty of time.
Right.
So I guess there is balance in the world. And I don't ever go up this way much, but I've passed it a couple times. I think there's two Monette's. The one I'm talking about is on Glendale.
Oh, by Rudy Hot Dogs.
Yes. Right there. I think people speak very highly, similarly priced, of Cielino's.
I don't know what that is.
I think it's up Douglas. It's just before you get into Michigan, like right around Alexis.
Okay.
We were talking about adulting yesterday. It was funny that we were trying to find like the top of the adulting mountain.
Right.
And this certainly isn't it, but it certainly would fall under adulting. I've seen some ants and some critters at home, possibly from all the rain that we've had. In fact, I saw two millipede type things in 2 days.
Nope.
One was in the sink, and I'm like, and I was kind of nonchalant about it. I'm like, oh, okay, bam. Then I'm laying on the sofa the other day.
They're so fast.
And one critter's, like this one, he was like raised up. Like he wasn't slinking along the floor. Like he had some big long ass legs. Like he was riding like some Dr. Dre California pimped out ride.
Are you serious?
And I'm like, oh no, this is not happening.
Not today.
Yeah. So I put a shoe on and slammed him into oblivion.
Oh.
And the dogs are like, what's going on?
Right.
But a friend of mine suggested this stuff at Home Depot, and it's like a battery operated pump, and all the critters now have been disposed of.
Oh.
I can't remember when I've done my own exterminating before.
Critters rights crusaders, and the critters are here for her.
You know,
our critter, our problem.
As I've gotten older, I have at least flinched, as opposed to like a little boy stomping bugs, going, you know what? That ant has a family. That
right.
ant has friends and kids,
yeah.
just like I do.
There's someone listening right now, they're like, a millipede has a baby.
Right, right. He just laid millions of eggs. He's someone's dad, or some thousands of people's dad.
It's fine. They have really weird, like, they move quickly.
Yeah.
So, if you got him, he didn't step up his speed game, so you're fine. Because they're fast.
He was.
There's no excuses for them to be dead. When they get that many legs, you should be across the state in like 30 seconds.
He was a pimped out millipede. So he was slowed down. Yeah, he was swole.
He was swole.
I guess they're a lot of times you find them in wet areas.
Yeah, like damp basements and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. One time there was one in the shower with me.
Mm.
And as you might guess, I was not dressed.
And you were sitting.
No. 5:59 with the morning reboot. We've got a music mix. Eric's Manic Music Yay. Mix. Can Floyd identify these five songs in less than 15 minutes? And you as well.
Q105 Studio, sponsored by
610 with the morning reboot on Q105. A little bit after 8 o'clock this morning. It's your first chance to get qualified for our Vegas Flyway, thanks to Toledo Express and American Airlines. You've got a couple other chances later on, a little bit after noon with Russ, a little bit after 4 with Johnny, but a little bit after 8 o'clock with us to get qualified for the Vegas Flyway. It's been, I think, more than a week since we've hit Eric's Manic Music Mix.
Here we go.
Powered by New Teal Hair.
Yeah.
A mediocre new X-Men tattoo.
Shade.
A birthday.
It's pretty stellar.
A birthday. Are you ready to identify these five songs?
Here we go.
And
I'm so nervous.
I will mark it down because I'm going to keep track how many times we've played these things. Here we go. Oh, wait. No.
Three is Drunk in Love by Beyonce.
Holy Jesus. Okay. Wow. God, you're too much of a Beyonce fan. She's not even that talented. I do have another Beyonce thing to play for you. I was going to save it for entertainment because it's light today, but you'll never imagine what she's going to sound like in The Lion King.
I know exactly.
Simba, you have to take your place as king. We need you.
I just got chills.
It is very epic.
Yeah.
Come home.
Come home. We're here. Oh, everyone.
These
calm
two are
going
to make
we're
the movie.
Here. The backup has arrived.
Yeah.
They keep sticking the humor at the end of these things. The
yeah.
humor, the nostalgia.
But here's the thing, though. I saw the trailer yesterday. People were just like, oh, Beyonce sounds like Beyonce. And I was like, okay. But here's the thing, because you guys understand, we get her version of Can You Feel the Love Tonight, because Nala sings that song in the movie. So here's the thing, when that song comes out, I don't want to hear anyone bumping it, because I'm ready for it.
I'm not surprised that Aladdin didn't go bonkers at the box office,
mm-hmm.
but it did well again this week, and it'll probably last a pretty long time. I'm wondering, there was one movie that I thought would be as big as like Beauty and the Beast that it came. I forget what it was this year.
Is it a remake?
I'm not talking like Marvel or anything like that. But The Lion King could be that good.
It could be.
Could be that big.
A list. I don't like. There's not one person on that list. I'm just like, oh, you were in the wrong group of people.
Right. Like, and I hope people recognize how talented Jon Favreau is as a director and producer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if not for him, Iron Man wouldn't have been as good as it was.
It'd be good. It'd be decent.
So you got the third song.
All right. Yeah, because I was like, the second song sounded like a Two Live Crew song. I was like, dude. I was like, what the heck is happening right
now? They're all, you know, hit pop songs. I wonder.
The first one is Selena Gomez because I saw her minimal voice.
You hate her.
I do, and I know that voice out of anywhere.
Selena Gomez, Halsey, Bebe Rexha.
I love Halsey and Bebe Rexha.
Lies.
The other two, yeah, you're right.
The edit for song four is too quick. You're never going to get it.
You are.
That's two. You can take a guess at this if you want. 419.
Is the first one Selena Gomez?
Yeah. I need the correct song, though.
That's fine. I got the artist. That's all I care about.
Maybe so. It's titled an artist.
That's I got the artist.
This is not hand grenades.
I can go through a list of her minimal music.
419-240-1055 if you want to watch.
Hands to myself.
Text in to help Floyd.
I'm just going to go through all the Selena Gomez, all five Selena Gomez songs.
Five. There's like 15.
Okay. Without her band, The Scenes, there's like three. Hands to myself.
No.
And then Confident, that song.
That was Demi Lovato.
No. That's Confident. No, hers is
Same Love. Mm-hmm. Good For You. Hands
that's
to myself.
That's the word I'm thinking about. Good For You.
It's none of those. Three times.
Mm-mm. I only got two.
All right. Well, that's it for now. All right. Do you think you'll solve this?
That fourth one. No.
Okay.
Because I'm going to linger on the fourth one.
Vegas Flyway After 8. Some friends from BCAN who are featuring you or are featuring Deja. We'll get to all that. That's
after what I hear.
7 o'clock this morning. 6:15 now with the morning reboot on
Q105. Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Flood's got his papers. We've got news.
Yeah.
It's been less than a month. This is a story from my friend Emma Henderson.
Okay. My friend. Hey, girl. Hey.
It's been a month since the emergency plan was put in place for the city to fill more than 50,000 potholes in 6 weeks. As of Saturday, the city had already filled 45,000 since the program was announced at the beginning of May. There are three times as many crews out as normal. They're divided into four zones, traveling zip code to zip code. Even with that effort, there are just some neighborhoods that have had to wait a little longer than others. I don't know if they're connected, but perhaps they are. No, because trash pickup is Republic, and these are city workers. Mm. My trash didn't get picked up on its correct day.
Memorial Day.
Bang!
Everything's pushed back a day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Why don't people know what their recycling day is?
I don't know what my recycling day is. I've never taken my recycle bin out, and I've been in my apartment since October.
Okay.
I don't know what day it is. Isn't it the day after your... Well, every other week?
Mine is the same day every other week.
Okay, so maybe.
But some people...
But I'm never home to know.
Some people put theirs out every week.
They do.
It's a simple day of the week.
Don't do it, people. Don't do it.
TPD is looking to add 40 new recruits to its training academy as it seeks to reach the mayor's goal of 700 officers patrolling the streets. Applications for new recruits opened up over the weekend. Chief George Craw was here to talk about that with us just a couple of weeks ago. And the ice cream truck that'll be out in the summer streets. Last year's police academy class was the most diverse in decades, nearly 30% female, with people of color making up 40% of the new recruits. If you're looking to become a Toledo police officer, there are some requirements. In addition to the application, you have to pass an initial online test made up of situational problems. Once you're through that, it's time for a test of strength and endurance. You've got to be able to run a timed mile and a half and perform proper sit-ups and push-ups. I would probably fail at the situational questions.
I just want a desk job.
Oh, right. Like, who's in charge of picking out the donuts for
the week? That's me. Who needs a coffee run? That is me.
You encounter a confrontation in North Toledo. What do? I go to the back of my vehicle for my automatic weapons, start taking people out Punisher style.
Taylor, help me out here, girl. I know you're listening. Give me a desk job. I look good in a uniform.
The school... Oh, sorry. My head is all messed up today. The Safety Committee of Sylvania City Council will take up further discussion of a proposed ordinance relating to drug testing minors. From Councilman Doug Hanum, he proposed the ordinance last month in response to a new drug testing policy to take effect at Sylvania schools this fall. It will require anyone seeking to test a minor to inform parents or legal guardians 30 days in advance and allow them to be present. Failure to do so would be a misdemeanor. The school's new policy, which the Sylvania Board of Education approved unanimously back in April, requires all students in grades 9 through 12 who participate in athletics, extracurricular, and co-curricular activities and clubs, or who drive to school, or who attend dances, to submit to random drug testing.
So every student.
Basically.
Okay, I was like, wow.
Parents can also volunteer their kids for the testing pool. Excuse me. Council on Monday referred the ordinance to the Safety Committee. After a second reading, the committee will meet 7 o'clock on June 24th. Yeah, good point. That's basically everyone.
Yeah, like you had everyone. Like I was like, okay, I see extracurricular. And then you're like, who attend dances? I'm like, oh, so the whole student body.
Yeah. Also, out in Sylvania, they have announced Jane Spurgeon as the school's interim superintendent in this upcoming school year, while the search is underway to replace outgoing Adam Fineski. Spurgeon serves Sylvania schools as a counselor, assistant principal, principal, director of HR, and assistant superintendent from 2001 to 16, and then as a substitute principal, according to a statement released by the board Monday. Fineski, who has led the Sylvania district since 2017, we'll move over to become the Ottawa Hills superintendent on August 1st. Wow, I'm just messed
up. You have what I have.
I'm messed up from the neck up today. Fineski replaces Kevin Miller, who resigned to become the director of government relations with the Buckeye Association of School Administrators. Moving along,
that's good, though.
The first of five 5K courses at Toledo Parks will open at Swan Creek Preserve on Wednesday, which also happens to be, I know we'll celebrate this heavily, World Running Day. The grand opening ceremony is at 5:30. Metro Parks and the Toledo Roadrunners Club, hi Jody, hi Chris, are working together as part of Toledo's Take It Off campaign to get the city in better shape. Future courses will be installed at Oak Openings Preserve, Secor, Pearson, and Sidecut Metro Parks. The parks were chosen because they are locations where are most frequently requested for charity 5K events. Permanent signage will mark the courses, making it easier for groups to plan the events. So it's good for groups, I guess, for individuals as well. But those people are probably just keeping track of how far they've run.
Yeah, that's not me either. What is up with the news just being running today?
What else?
Can I get a desk job at the park?
Not all police officers have to run.
Most of them should. You never know when you're going to be needed for backup on Collingwood.
I do wonder.
I'd be that person.
I do wonder.
Floyd, are you busy? Absolutely. Type it at my desk.
I do wonder when there are some veteran police officers who look to be a bit out of shape. What happens when they're called upon to run?
And that's no disrespect to them, but no. I'm just saying for me, like, I would love to do help and better in the community. But they're like, you got to do a timed mile. I'm like,
I would.
Can I drive the ice cream truck?
I would guess. Yeah. Put the sirens on in the ice cream truck. Right. Are they selling or are they chasing?
Right. What's happening right now?
I'm going to just say, based on human existence, a 25 or 30 year old would be more athletically gifted than a 46-year-old.
Let's throw that out there.
UT announced an extension with their head basketball coach, Todd Kowalczyk, going through the 2023 and 2024 season. I'm just really excited about our team and excited about the future of what we've been building. He was hired in 2010. He'll make a base salary of about $333,000 and can make about $165,000 more in marketing compensation. Last season, Toledo won its second straight MAC West Division Championship and fourth under Kowalczyk, posting a 25-8 record. It marked the fourth 20-win season for the Rockets in the past 6 years. The Rockets season ended with a 78-64 loss to Xavier in the first round of the NIT. He can probably stay there as long as he wants because that is like a very low-pressure job. As long as he keeps winning more games than he loses every year.
And we have a good basketball team, right?
It's good enough. Part?
Okay.
It's very low expectations compared to, you know, football, which probably brings more money for the program. I have seen some places advertise that the hockey game is at 7 tonight. So far as I can tell, it's 5:30.
Yes, because I wanted to go, and then my friends on my morning shows this morning said it was 5:30, but doors open at 4.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure because I wanted to go, but I was like, oh, I don't get off till later.
Yeah, because...
That's why I was like, oh, I'm going to go. And I was like, I can't go.
The puck drops at 5:30 because it's out in Newfoundland again. So the hour and a half time difference that we talked about during games 1 and 2. So it's 7 o'clock their time, 5:30 our time. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they win. Game 6 is tonight. You can watch it at the ballpark. It's free. There'll be food and drink served or available to purchase. And if needed, and we hope it's needed, tomorrow night, game 7, right, same time, ballpark, open up again.
Our fish, our fight, overseas. Is that technically overseas? Same seas.
If you look up,
I don't know.
If you look up Newfoundland in on Wikipedia, it says it's located in the Atlantic Ocean.
So overseas.
It's
technically
not. It's in Canada. It's Canadian.
Same
province.
Seas.
Sure.
Parallel seas.
Roughly.
Over there. And our fish, our fight, over yonder.
And I think I read that there's like 500,000 people that live there, which stunned me.
That's a lot of cold people.
A lot of people who fish. I guess it's in the 50s there. I'll pass. I don't like that marine climate. So I thought only music and movies leaked. I think for the first time in the history of Jeopardy, the show leaked. And people were pissed.
I saw that.
We'll get to this. By now, you probably already know that James Holzhauer lost. Mm-hmm. But we'll get to how and why people were upset before 7 o'clock. 6:48 with the morning reboot on Q105. And you, we are glad you're here. Q105-419-240-1055 is our Mike's Pizza and More text line. We're brought to you by another Mike. Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Shortly after 8 o'clock this morning, we'll do a panel full of ladies and get you qualified for our Vegas flyaway. We've also got Cedar Point tickets up for grabs today. Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. A little bit after 7 o'clock, Jordan from BCSN and BCAN will be by. She was on vacation in Florida with her boyfriend. I said, no drinking, no sex. I think I also said no social media. There are three no's, and I want to see if she abided by any of them.
Why is there no Whoopi on vacation? Just take it all in?
She is just an innocent, beautiful, young Sylvania girl.
I don't know about her personally.
She has to keep herself pure.
She is pure.
I don't want that. I don't want my pristine image of her destroyed.
You don't want her tainted
by the raunchiness of intercourse. Let's hit you with it again. You got
here we go.
One artist and one song. The third song is "Drunk in Love." The fourth one, I edited too tightly. I am so sorry. I'm not going to give it to you.
It's fine.
Let me make another check mark. All right, entertainment here.
I don't know any of them. I'm off today.
We're up to four. That's because it's bad karma because you weren't feeling well and you might have not gone to another professional responsibility yesterday and you went to the Glendale Cafe. Was that your first time at the Ruby Tuesdays one?
Yeah, with my mom. Yeah,
and
I do what I want with my mom. I don't care.
And someone else.
Who?
And someone else. I saw the pictures.
There was no pictures taken.
Oh yes, there. Not by you. Your mom outed you.
What? What did she out me for?
I saw the pictures.
What pictures?
Your mom took pictures.
Of what?
Of the four of you.
There was no... Those pictures are 2 weeks apart.
No way.
Totes way.
No way.
Considering that the one was in 45 minutes away and one was at work downtown.
Tiana looked stunning as usual.
Ugh, gross.
Let's hit some entertainment. So there was Jeopardy drama. Mm-mm. I think by the time it aired, most people knew that James Holzhauer lost. And I don't know if this is like all good fortune or serendipitous that Jeopardy's getting these really high ratings. And Alex Trebek, while he battles cancer and while he supposedly has seen this cancer
towards remission.
Well, the tumors have shrunk, which is very, like we were talking to Janet yesterday about pancreatic cancer, and she's like, oh, you get that and you die.
Yeah, she was no holds barred with that.
It is maybe the most aggressive form of cancer, but people were really upset because apparently the results or what happened yesterday leaked out on Twitter on Sunday.
Well,
There was a usually music leaks, movies leak, like an Avengers leak, or don't spoil this. But the Jeopardy results leaked on Sunday on Twitter. And then apparently the show, because it's syndicated, we talked about, you know, we've grown up watching Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. Right. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock every day.
Apparently somewhere, I think in Mississippi or down in the South, a place where your people aren't very welcome.
Yes, Alabama.
Where they don't show certain Nickelodeon shows.
Yep.
They air Jeopardy at 9:30 in the morning.
To speak on that, it's kind of like how we watch Ellen at 4.
Mm-hmm.
On some on the West Coast, she's aired at like 10 o'clock. She's a morning show. It's so weird.
10 o'clock their time?
10 o'clock their time in the morning.
Okay, got it.
It always freaked me out. Or like when I was traveling, like in Colorado, Ellen is aired at 11 o'clock there.
I've always known like Ellen and even Oprah, like they were syndicated. So they'd have different windows.
They would, yeah.
I thought I could never imagine watching Jeopardy before Price is Right.
Right. For us, because like, and I'm sure some places Price is Right comes on the afternoon.
So I read one thing last night, and I'm gonna guess it's accurate, but James Holzhauer did lose last night.
Over to James now. He had 23,400, and his response was correct. His wager, a modest one for the first time. That takes him to 24,799. So, Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with a correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion.
Oh, Emma.
Did you? You did. What did you wager? Oh, gosh, 20,000. What a payday. 46,801.
So he was beaten after a 32-game winning streak. And this was recorded and filmed months ago.
Mm-hmm.
They often included daily winnings of $77,000. So he was regularly over 100. And he got close to Ken Jennings, who won, I think, like 70-some in a row. He won more than most people have. So for him to go into Final Jeopardy with 24,000 or whatever that was just a minuscule amount. He lost to Chicago-based librarian Emma Betcher during his 33rd game, and I think he got thrown. His strategy was to go to the expensive clues early on and then bet big when he found Dilly Doubles and make such a wide gap between him, it was impossible for his competitors to come to catch up to him.
Air last night?
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to see how her strategy was then.
So, but it looked like it wasn't her strategy.
I was going to say, did she outsmart him? It just seemed like she just...
Now, he was also quicker than maybe anybody in history with the buzzer.
Okay.
And she beat him on that a couple times. But I believe I read the board or the producers are what got him, because I believe they stuck a daily double in a very low-value question.
Oh, to throw him off his rocker.
Yeah, and part of his strategy was to go for the $800, $1,000 questions early.
Knock those out, get the build his bank if he were to do it.
And have such a large lead, nobody could financially catch up to him. His increasing popularity caused the ratings of Jeopardy to skyrocket, drawing its best rating in 14 years in the week of April 29th. Ken Jennings remains the all-time undefeated champion of Jeopardy, having earned more than $2.5 million in regular play proceedings over 74 games. James Holshouser made about $2.4 million in earnings.
He can come back for like the Champions of Champions round, right?
I would hope so. I want to see him against
Ken Jennings.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be good.
We talked about this a couple of weeks ago when it broke out. Almost as soon as an attorney stood up in a U.S. bankruptcy court in Delaware last week and announced that a tentative $44 million deal had been struck between Harvey Weinstein, his former film studio's board, and a number of women who have accused the disgraced movie mogul of the sexual misconduct, the squabbling began. Rather than a round of handshakes, various parties to the negotiation circled the wagons at once. The proposed settlement was denounced as offering inadequate compensation to the victims while enabling Weinstein and the directors of his company to evade accountability or liability. We talked about that. Like, you can't put a price on someone's trauma and dread, but $44 million doesn't sound like enough.
I think, like, for the outside looking, we're like, oh, what? I'm sure there's ignorant people out there like, just take it and shut your mouth. Like, but your $44 million is not going to stop my night terrors or me trusting a man ever again. You know what I mean? Like, he preyed upon these women.
How about $440 million? Then I can begin to...
How about throw him in jail and then just give me his empire?
Rich people can pay their way out of jail.
And that's so ignorant to me.
A couple of the alleged victims rejected the proposal outright, while another questioned whether this was an attempt to derail and the deal and maximize their client's position and grab the lion's share of the compensation. So the victims were fighting amongst themselves. Victims expressed disgust at the entire process. One called it absolutely re-traumatizing. At stake is a dwindling pot of money largely put up by insurance companies to be divided among a growing number of plaintiffs. From the start, according to various parties involved, the negotiations have always been fraught and complex. The settlement is contingent upon all the plaintiffs being in alignment. In this case, there are numerous accusers across multiple jurisdictions, each with their own claims and agendas. Complicated.
I'm just trying to think, like, so there's multiple women.
Yep.
I wonder if they're, like, talking to each other, like, we're not taking this deal. If there's that one who's kind of just like, I just want to be done. I'm taking the deal.
But they all have to be in agreement.
Right. So, like, that's another...
And there could even
internal be... internal thing right there where, like, Jane A through 5 are just like, we're standing our ground. We need more. We've been hurt. But then, like, Jane 6 is kind of just like, you guys, I'm tired.
Well, that's why one of them said it's re-traumatizing.
Yeah.
And there could even be a skeezy lawyer or two on Weinstein's side. There could be a lawyer on Weinstein's side creating this animus between those plaintiffs and those alleged victims. It's a disgusting situation. Jay-Z is worth $1 billion, and he is the first rapper worth $1 billion. It was not Dr. Dre, as some thought. Jay-Z once said, he's not a businessman, he's a businessman. And according to Forbes, he has crossed the finish line of $1 billion. The cover story details how Sean Carter's net worth conservatively totals $1 billion, making him only one of a handful of entertainers to become a billionaire. He's got a whopping $220 million in cash and investments, but when you add in his partnerships with liquor brands, he's over $410 million, and then you add up Tidal, $100 million, Roc Nation, $75 million, and more you see it climbs to $1 billion for the 50-year-old. Many initially thought Dr. Dre notched the achievement after he sold Beats by Dre to Apple for $3 billion, but Forbes debunked those claims, reporting that his net worth stands at $850 million. And
that must be nice.
For those that have seen More Money, More Problems, as Biggie said, for those that have seen that iTunes is shutting down and splitting into like three different apps.
I saw that.
I didn't need, and this is apparently the desktop version of iTunes. And I've never had a Mac. I've never had, I think I had one desktop version of iTunes on a very old computer, but that's the version that's shutting down. Because if I look on my phone, there's the Apple Store, there's podcasts, and it'll be splitting up into that as more and more people buy less music and stream it more.
I say I stream mine for the most part.
7 o'clock with the morning reboot. That's your entertainment. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. That Matic music mix once more. Okay.
3 and 4 blend together. Four and five blend together. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Help Floyd out. 419-240-1055. Text in. Your guest is our friend Jordan from BCSN is on the way.
Q105 Studio, sponsored by Nate.
712 on Q105, the morning reboot. In about an hour, we'll get you qualified for Las Vegas. Thanks to Toledo Express and American Airlines. We'll do that with a panel full of ladies in about 1 hour. If you're not here then, that's okay. Well, it's not okay because you won't be able to get qualified. But you can grab what you need to with the podcast. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. Does the new girl not know how... Does the TV girl not know how to work the microphone?
That mic's a little tricky over there, so don't give Allie a hard time.
Want it to squeak.
And then every time we move it, it sounds like the Titanic.
It does!
We have an extra Buckeye employee... Yes. Personality, air talent here with us today. Mm-hmm. Jordan, from our usual friend from BCAN and BCSN, brought her co-host from Trinity in Toledo, Allie.
Hi, thank you. And thank you. I was worried. I was like, does he know my name?
Was it? Yeah, I remember. And I met you in person that opening day before I was stumbling down drunk.
We were working. You were not that drunk.
Oh, I said. Were you? I said before.
Oh, I was like, when I saw you, you looked.
That
Fine.
Was like 11 o'clock.
That is true. We saw
Six
you pretty
hours
early.
6 hours later, I was sleeping on my old neighbor's step in her hallway.
Aww.
But exactly. Allie beat Jordan here. Was it more awkward for you to be sitting with us or for us to be sitting with you?
Probably you sitting with me. I don't know. I just kind of keep to myself. You and did I'm just creep- like, I'm just going to creepily sit here and drink my coffee.
You did creep us out. But
I was shocked you told me. She texted me. She's like, I'm inside already. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so brave. I would have just waited out in my car.
Well, I saw that you came out, and then I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to like sneak on in and be like awkward about it.
I was like, oh, hi. Oh, hello.
Jordan, you mentioned it before. Before we dive into what you guys did with Floyd, or if you would like to segue it as a media entertainer, a media host on your own, please talk about what you and Allie do on Trendy in Toledo and how part of Floyd made its way into it.
Well, I'll have Allie explain what we do, because I feel like I always explain, but Allie, do you want to stab at it?
So, what Trendy in Toledo does is we're a segment on BCAN, and we are wanting to do women empowering and women-centered topics and situations, issues that we like to just talk about ourselves and that we're going through. So Jordan told me, well, I go on the radio with Floyd all the time, so we want to go ahead and do something with drag queens, and we want to just immerse ourselves in that territory that we haven't yet explored. So we were really excited to do it. Not sure what we were getting into, going down in that basement.
Yes, I know.
It was the best thing I've ever seen
so
in my life.
Fun.
Floyd,
keep talking.
You are phenomenal. Like, my jaw just kept hitting the floor. Like, there's part of our segment towards the end when Floyd's done with his, you know, piece, and everyone's clapping, and I'm just staring at him, and I'm just, like, in awe of the situation. I'm like, he's amazing.
I wonder, I've said repeatedly, especially when we first got going, that you are, like, the region's best drag queen, and I wasn't saying that just to hype him up. Like, it's legitimate.
You truly are, because I went to a drag show brunch in Nashville, and, like, you blew them out of the water.
Aww.
And it was funny because everyone was so great, everyone that participated, but you could tell, like, the crowd was waiting for you. They were like, oh my gosh.
Well, it was my birthday
Deja.
Too. But I had a good time.
No, it was so much fun.
So you guys did a segment on Deja, and when, like, what was Deja doing, and when will this run?
So it aired last Sunday, but we're going to put the piece on BCAN Arts Facebook page. But basically, it was kind of like a behind the scenes of Floyd getting ready, transforming into Deja, and talking about drag within the community and everything like that. Because a lot of people still don't know about it. So it's just kind of making people aware and seeing, you know, what it's like. And I think there's some people that want to go to drag, but they're, I don't want to say scared, but they just don't know what it's like. So I think this piece will help them get an inside
and
look.
And there's also an intimidation factor, too. Like, right. When I first went out, my first club ever, like gay, straight, whatever, I kind of just stood in the corner because I was like, what is this world? Here I am 36 years later. I'm like, I love it. But like, no, it's, and you guys were very professional. Like, they were so welcoming, and they did everything so tastefully and like classy. Cause like sometimes people are like, I want to interview you. And then all of a sudden, like, you see the piece and you're just like, that is not what that was
they're
supposed
pros.
To be like. Like the, but you've been, I've been interviewed by pros before, and they're like, we're going to go with this angle on the show. And then they sexualize it, and drag is not to be sexualized. I am not a sexual being, especially in drag. I sweat. I'm like, I'm still a dude. Like, if you get too close, you like back off.
I mean, but we did interview you for an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, we're bound to get something.
Yeah, like, and like, and they saw like the raw behind the scenes. Like, honestly, we all get along and we just make jokes. They met Sugar. Oh Lord.
Obsessed. I could sit there and listen to Sugar all day long.
Did you guys post it yet on the Facebook page?
Not yet. Okay. That's going to go up today.
I'm curious to see how well it does compare. Do you know what your most viewed segment is on your Facebook page?
We have a couple. Allie did a piece on the Old West End, kind of like the historical side of the houses that did really well. And then we have our show called 41 Nash, which is our food show, and those segments always do really well because people love food, and you know, it's all about the local restaurants. So
is Tim detoxing off of caffeine?
I think slowly. Yes.
I saw all his coffee questions.
Yes, I was like, you were gonna get so sick of drinking coffee. Yeah, you know,
suck. People are like, you guys get paid to talk on the radio. He got paid to go drink coffee.
He did. He was living the dream. But that was for like 3 weeks, and right. I think towards the end he was like, I don't know if I can do any more. Yeah.
Back to why I asked you, is that on your Facebook page yet? Because I asked Floyd when we first got going, I was like, hey, would you mind doing a Facebook Live on the Q105 Facebook page of you transitioning, of you transforming? And I think you were even surprised, like, there's never been live views on the page like that before.
It was terrifying, because like at one point it was like 1.2K, and I was like,
pressure.
Hi everyone. I'm now contouring my nose. I know you guys don't know what that is, but I'm going to try
they
to explain it. And I'm like, blah, 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 the whole they time. But yeah.
And being like a girl too, I love watching people get ready live. Like, I'm pretty sure Megan Mick used to do like a get
Can
ready
you not
with
say
me.
That?
I'm sorry,
I'm
she's your friend.
That.
She's your friend. But she does a get ready with
Tegan
me.
Tegan Blick.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. But I love watching her. And so just watching you too was so, I don't know, so good.
We all like, it's one thing, even us doing what we do, sitting here, being behind the scenes. Yeah, you never lose that desire to see what's going on back there.
Right, because, I mean, we're so used to it every day. Even, like, in our jobs, you know, we'll go out to a shoot, and people are so amazed by that, but it's just, it's our norm, so.
Like, and maybe it's because we are behind the scenes stuff, but I have curiosity about other people's jobs. Not like necessarily what you guys do, but like you're a manager at McDonald's. I'm curious, like, what happened? Like, when I ask you, what do you do all day long? And people's answer is like, I work. You know, I just kind of, I oversee the business. I'm like, I know, but what do you do? Like, what time do you do emails? When do you go out to lunch? How do you manage? Like, I am fascinated by what people do minute by minute.
Me too. I pitched a segment, and it's called like a day in a life, because I just want to follow people around. Or not me personally, but like a firefighter or like a police officer or yeah, even a manager at McDonald's. I just want to see what they're doing all
day. He actually did follow a police officer.
Was it fun?
You did it right along.
We had a quiet day until Taylor pulled out her gun on a potential interloper.
Ooh.
That was a little weird. I'm like, do we really need, I'm thinking, like, do we really, it's one guy who is probably higher than a kite right now or asleep in there. There's been no report of any kind of violence. He's just sleeping in someone's house they're trying to sell in like a back shed. I'm like, do we need the gun?
Actually, so you rode in the back seat, right?
No, I was in the front seat because it was only her and I.
All right, because I was going to say, like, what if they did arrest someone and they're like, and you were in the back there and he got in the car and you were just like, hey, you're like, I'm just on a field trip. Like, you know, like, I'm just here to see what
like,
happens
to
you.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
They call backup.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know. I actually wanted to ask you that. Like, were you in the back seat?
No. Like, front seat.
Did they put someone in the back seat with you? And they're like, what up, bro? And you're like, hey.
I feel like if I did a ride along, I still wouldn't want to sit in the back seat. Because, like, what if someone drives by and they're like, that's Jordan in the back of a car? And I'd be like, I'm just on a ride along. I'm fine.
That I would love. You know, if you would like to do a ride along, I can probably coordinate that. They, TPD, I mean, if you've seen their Facebook stuff, they love being a part of the community in that way. they'll talk about the ice cream truck that's coming.
Yes, that's so cool. And I love their social media. They do such a good job. The other day they posted something, a police officer just playing catch with the kid in his front yard.
Softball thing.
Yeah.
I was wondering if that was going to go viral. Yeah, I mean, it sounds dumb. It's called community policing, and a lot of the officers go out of their way. You'd think that, you know, just doing a police officer type thing would keep crime down, but it's actually doing the things like that. So you're more likely, like, people are afraid of the police.
Right.
Of all colors and shapes and sizes. But if you think the police officer might actually break out and Enrique Iglesias hero with you on Facebook, you're a little less likely to be intimidated.
Exactly. It makes it more relatable.
Jordan and Allie from Trendy in Toledo and much more on BCAN. More to come with them here on the Morning Reboot on Q105. 7:33, it's Eric and Floyd, Q105, it's the Morning Reboot. Our friends, Allie and Jordan from Trendy in Toledo on BCAN are here with us. Can we put this to bed, and let me know if you've seen it as well, ladies. I've seen some people advertising that the game tonight is at 7 o'clock, and it's at 5:30. I know you're on arts, not SN, but still.
I'm on both, but okay. Yes.
True.
Jordan knows all.
Yes. Yes, the game tonight is at 5:30.
Yeah, 5:30. And Floyd, you saw that the ballpark opens around 4?
4.
And even if...
Sports!
Sure. We're live where now, Jordan?
We're live on our Trendy in Toledo Instagram. Okay. We're behind the scenes action.
Can follow them. It's funny, Allie was mentioning how you guys really like to dive into what women like, and every time I see you guys, there's a lot of drinking.
What? No, it's not. I mean, women do like their wine, so.
Jordan was, we haven't caught up with Jordan for a couple of weeks. She was on vacation, and I told her three things. I should have added a fourth, Floyd. No sex, no drinking, no social media, and no tattoos.
Well, I don't have any tattoos.
I know.
So you
got one out of the four. So what about
you yelled at me because I was on social media.
Yeah.
So, but I just couldn't help it. I mean, I didn't look at my work stuff, though. It was more just like checking in to see what everyone else is doing. So.
But did you go on vacation if you didn't take a bunch of Instagram posts?
Right. I didn't even take that many pictures as I normally would. I only took like a couple selfies here and there. And then I threw my phone in the bag and it was wonderful.
And I was on vacation with her because I was like, look at this beach. Who is that man she's hugging? He's hot. I was living through her. I was like, live your best life because I am too.
Where did you go?
We went to Tampa, Florida, like Clearwater area and everything like that. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It's a good spot. Cause I like to say that Tampa is like the northernmost city of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are normal, like, northeastern and midwestern neighborhoods there, and then you can go to Clearwater and a lot of the other beaches that are right in the area.
Yeah, it was wonderful. We had great weather, and you guys had terrible weather here. It rained for like 7 days straight. I'm so sorry.
There's a good chance. I mean, this is great. Well, it's nice now. It was beautiful yesterday, but we've had a very crummy spring.
Mm-hmm.
It's been quite miserable so far. What else do you guys have coming up on BCAN? Allie?
Oh, gosh. Well, we're trying to do a couple of eco-friendly stories, especially with the girl that started off with Draw the Straw. So that's in the makings. That's really fun.
Friend. With Alex.
Yes.
Alex.
Yeah. Yes.
I forget her name. She's dating a bartender upstairs at Renaissance.
But you can put a face with it.
Yes.
Yeah. So, that's all that matters. So we're doing that, and then we're working on a couple other, like, getting back to school, kind of getting in the transition of fall. We just got done with a skincare segment, which was a lot of fun. We had our faces peeling and red, but it was so much fun. Other than that, Jordan, am I missing anything?
We are going to a winery.
Oh,
with,
yes.
On Friday with Tim McMahon, who hosts 419.
He's our third Trending Toledo member.
He is part of it. Yeah, he's our our other member, but honorary member, I should say. So yeah, we're doing that.
We have, I often see people who post stuff on Instagram that they've made it out to wineries, and I don't know where these areas are, but they're certainly like day trips. And we have a lot here in the drivable area, right?
Port Clinton and Sandusky. Oh, yeah. There's a lot there. And it's only like an hour and a half away. So it's not too bad of a drive.
I spend my days there.
Have you guys, Allie and Jordan, have you been to, what's the place Ashley told us about last? Is it called Taste?
Oh, I wasn't here when you guys were talking about it.
Oh, you weren't?
I wasn't.
So there's a place that's on Secor, somewhere over there, where, you know how when you go to Reset on Monroe, you can get a pint glass and pour your own beer?
Yes.
There's a wine place like that now.
In Toledo? What?
Yeah.
Aren't they at the farmer's market on Saturdays? Is that them?
I don't. This is like a wine plate, like a wine restaurant. I forget where. Ashley was just talking about it the other day. You pay by the glass. You go up, and it's like you go to a Speedway, and you're getting a fountain drink. It's the same thing.
But wait a minute. I was not here for this conversation. Yeah.
What? It's like Speedway, where you get a cup and you push the drink. It's the same thing, but with wine. And I can't believe it escapes me right now.
Okay. So
this sounds dangerous.
This is like the worst topic to forget.
Yes,
you need to know this.
I'm sorry. I mean,
shall I text her?
No, she won't get back to us in time. Somebody might text us with what it's called. But yeah, it's very accessible area. It's not like somewhere. It's in the city where all of our shopping places are. So you'll have to put it on your list of trending in Toledo.
We will. Yeah, that sounds like so much fun.
Because not only, I mean, we do focus on women empowerment stories, but we like to showcase the little gems here in Toledo too. And like a lot of cool stuff happening that people don't know about.
How do you come up with an idea, and then how does it go? Behind the scenes, we have an idea to it winds up on the network. What are the steps?
You should really see like how we come up with this. Either I'm sitting on the floor of Jordan's office, or she comes into my office and sits on the floor, and we just are like, all right, we got to brainstorm. All right, what do we want to do? What's literally trending right now? And we're like, all right, what's going on in Toledo? And we'll just kind of go back and forth for like an hour, it feels like. But we come up with some really good ideas between the two of us of like what we're interested in, because we feel like what we're interested in, a lot of other women in the area are interested in that as well. Either if it's a national issue and we're bringing it in Toledo regarding like voting or something like that. And then we'll try and like also bring the fun parts like, oh, where's the best cocktails in Toledo?
All right. So you've given me like the last idea. After you come up with the idea, where does it go? Floyd?
The Taste Wine Bar.
Yeah.
Central.
I thought it was called Taste.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. I mean.
So we have the idea. Now what?
We kind of, okay, so if it's like a national idea, we'll be like, this is really cool. How can we tie it into Toledo? Because we always want to, you know, tie it back to the Glass City somehow. So
we do a lot of research. We'll try and see if anyone else is kind of hitting this topic. So for instance, eco-friendly, trying to be more eco-friendly. Everybody's doing no more straws. Starbucks is getting rid of straws with their little containers for the colder drinks. And so we're like, all right, how can we tie this in? Then we came across a girl that she moved here from Texas, and she's like, well, I really am into marine biology, and she works at the zoo, and she works with all of the fish over there and in the aquarium. So she's like, well, I think that we should do Withdraw the Straw. And she started that movement where every local coffee shop, like if you go to Maddie and Bella, you cannot get a plastic straw anymore. It's bamboo straw. So you get all these different ranges. So we're like, all right, cool. We brought this into Toledo. We're going to interview this person about it, and we're going to kind of work on that.
Let me go back and then I'll jump ahead. Does anybody tell you no with suggestive stories, or are you two in full creative control?
I mean, for the most part,
Marcus,
no.
You guys are drunk.
Like if it's really if it's like something really out there, like we had to get Floyd's segment approved, and we're like, all right, can we do something like this? I know it's a little more extreme, more of our other topic, edgy,
liberal.
But if it's something like, of course, Withdraw the Straw or something like that, they're like, oh yeah, or a skincare regimen. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's so funny because we started kind of last year. It was around the royal wedding, and I want to talk about the royal wedding with somebody, and I don't really, like, none of my friends were into it, and I'm like, what can we do? So I asked Allie, I'm like, we should start a show, you know, kind of talking about pop culture in a way. So our first show was about the royal wedding, and to tie it into Toledo, we went to a local tea shop that was, you know, doing
Clara
stuff.
Clara J's.
And they were actually showing the royal wedding, obviously, after it happened because of the time differences and everything. But that's kind of how we got started. And now we kind of transformed and figured out what works and what doesn't. So it's been a fun growing process.
You go, you talk to the people who edits the videos.
Allie does.
Allie does all of that. Also, our cameraman, Anthony, he... Oh my gosh, his work is just magnificent. But Anthony and I do the editing, and then we kind of just put that in the show. We're not quite there to get our own show, so we live within the Sunday show that I host, Arts Now, so that goes on every Sunday at 7 p.m., so you're always able to watch it there or on Facebook.
Okay. Nice. I like all that BTS stuff. What? But the behind the scenes stuff.
Oh, yes. I was like the Asian pop
group. I was like, isn't that a boy band?
I like them too.
Is that one of the songs in the mix?
No.
It's not. I felt like it could have been. Whatever. They can't hear. Jordan,
what's Selena Gomez's most disappointing and annoying song? Like, why did you write that?
I'll tell you which one I think it is.
Yeah, tell me. I can't.
All of them.
I am shocked that she is the most streamed artist on Spotify.
Why? No.
How?
And here's the thing. And there's no substance or texture to her. She's just Selena Gomez.
Isn't she still the most followed woman on Instagram?
Instagram, yeah.
And she doesn't even post or do anything.
No, I don't understand.
Wait, so she's the most... Did she beat Drake or anybody like that?
No, she's honestly the most popular person on the internet on everything.
So she beat Drake. She beat Taylor Swift. She beat...
so you know
Beyonce. Beyonce.
There's a different... Like, we used to have to wait like 3 years at a time to get a project from a core artist. But since things have transitioned over to streaming now, there's a way to hack streaming. Short songs and quantity. So she can achieve that simply by cranking out like a lot of 2 minute and 47 second songs.
Yeah, and she never comes out with albums. Cheater. It's just quick little hits.
Exactly. Cheater.
Really, there's not one a Selena Gomez song that really disappointed you more than others?
I mean,
that Good For You song.
I'll whisper to you off the air.
Good for you.
No, that's a good song.
No, it's not.
That is the worst song.
Why do you hate it? She does have a lot of songs. Thinking back, she does have a lot.
But nothing will ever compare to Naturally, because that song is amazing.
It's a great song. Great dance track.
I don't think I like that song.
That's Selena Gomez in the scene.
Oh, yeah, right. Because she wasn't like by herself yet.
Naturally, Who Says, and there's one more out there. All right, Jordan and Allie, I guess you're going to leave now. Or you want to stay for entertainment?
Yeah, we can stay for entertainment.
Okay, usually Brad Pitt dusts off rumors, but in this case, he's kind of had to address it. We'll get to that before 8.
Q105 Traffic.
8:15.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
The morning reboot on Q105. Eric, Chase, and Floyd will pull our ladies in for just one second for our panel full of ladies. Quick question. Ed Sheeran's got the number 6 collaborations album on the way. Work with Chance the Rapper, work with Justin Bieber. Do you have any dream collaborations for maybe the most gifted man in music right now?
Ed Sheeran?
Yep.
And who do I want to see him collaborate with?
Yep.
Guy or girl?
Anybody. Living, obviously.
Well, duh. You know what? I'm that person. I would like to hear an Old Town Road remix with Ed Sheeran and Lil Nas X.
You went real low there, didn't you?
But he can elevate it higher.
Okay. We might have lost Tammy.
No. There's 1, 2, 4.
Well, one is ringing. Sally?
What?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
From Toledo, engaged. You got three boys?
Hello.
Yes.
Okay. Don't go anywhere, Sally. Also, we have Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Wendy's from Toledo, married with one kid. Did we get Tammy back?
Yes, we did.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
Thanks for calling us back. From Temperance, single, two kids?
Yes.
Okay. First question for Sally. Sally, what really, really gets you awake and alert in the morning?
Coffee.
What? How do you take your coffee?
A little bit of cream.
When do you have it?
Oh, after breakfast.
Okay. Wendy, what about you? Really, what really wakes you up or gets you alert in the morning?
When I know that I'm going to have the weekend off.
So, Friday, you're a real solid worker?
Yes, absolutely. I'm motivated. I'm, you know, got my kicks on. I'm just ready to do it, get it done, and get out of there.
That's a great answer. I'm not a morning person or a night person. I'm like an 11 a.m. to 1:30 kind of person. Tammy, what about you? What makes you really awake or alert when you get out of bed during the week?
Well, I'm a thriver, so I take two capsules before my feet hit the floor, and I am wide awake in 5 minutes.
Capsules? Like, what kind of capsules?
Well, they're packed full of vitamin B, so it's thrive.
Okay. Yep. All right. Sally, do you have any dinner time phone or device rules?
Dinner time or device rules?
Dinner time, like phone or device rules, like no tablets, no phones while we're eating dinner.
No phone calls.
No phone calls. Are they even allowed to have their phones near them?
Yeah, that's not a big deal because sometimes my fiance shows me funny things while we're eating.
Good meme. Good meme at dinner always helps. Wendy, any rules for the dinner table when it comes to devices or phones?
Oh, no, not at all. My husband works nights and weekends, so on the rare occasion that we do have a meal together, we don't have any rules. Usually we have hockey game on TV, and same thing, you know, we're showing each other funny memes or, you know, what crazy stuff is in the news. So, no, we're good with social media and stuff at the table.
Tammy, what about you? Any device rules at the dinner table?
Well, it's my nephew that's 18 that lives with me and my mom, and we don't normally eat a lot of dinners together, so no, not really.
Okay. Sally, if you got an emergency $400 bill right now, would you be able to pay it?
I would be able to pay it in the next few days, yes.
Okay. Wendy, what about you? If you got an emergency $400 bill, would you be able to pay it?
Yeah, my husband, he's always got a side hustle, and so we've got money squirreled away for those emergencies. He's part Polish, so we've got several mayonnaise jars buried in the backyard.
I hadn't heard that one before, but okay. Tammy, what about you? If you got an emergency $400 bill, would you be able to take care of it?
Yes.
Okay. Floyd, we're holding on to Tammy, right?
Yes.
Tammy, don't go anywhere. And Sally and Wendy, thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks for listening to the show. Have a good rest of your week.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tammy, don't go anywhere. I read something this morning, big financial poll, that like 40% of adult Americans, that's us for the most part, if they got like an emergency $400 bill, like I had to pay $500 for Diddy last week. Not an emergency, but like it wasn't life or death in the moment, but 4 out of 10 adult Americans could not manage a $400 bill based on where they are with savings and whatnot at this point in time. So I figured that would be an appropriate question to ask today.
I could actually pay that.
Good.
With like 50 cents left over. Yeah.
They noted how, you know, they talk about like memes or funny things, funny stories on their phones for dinner time conversation or any mealtime conversation. Because the last thing you want to do is go, how was your day? Fine.
Fine.
What do you and Stefan talk about when you have a meal?
Life and our days and stuff.
But you talk like, all day
like,
long.
Like not like mushy stuff. It's just like we crack jokes. Okay. We're a funny couple.
Maybe my biggest inability to be good in any kind of relationship, friendship or otherwise, I hate small talk.
Small talk?
Yeah, can we just...
No, there's no small talk.
Can we just go right into like, if the meteor hits, what would be the safest part on the planet to be on?
Damn, Eric. Like, seriously? that's your conversation piece?
I hate small
over
talk.
Over bread and butter?
I mean, I went real serious.
Like, if a zombie came in right now, what part of the body would you want him to bite first?
Yes. On my, the leg, because you can cut that off. Or on my Facebook page, I'm trying to keep it I'm trying to keep an enlightened dad bod conversation going as opposed to, we should just stop making fun of people, which we should, but still.
Wait, someone said we make fun of people?
Well, one gentleman said we should have evolved past having opinions and judgments about the way others look, which would seem to be very practical, but we can't stop from hating other people because they're different colored skin.
That's life.
You can't stop people from having thoughts. And just because I might think you're a certain way, that is not gospel. We didn't write it in stone. And guess what? They might have a similar opinion about me.
Wow.
Okay.
We can...
Tammy, still hold on, girl.
If we can get rid of the hateful opinion. So, yes. Like, high-minded philosophical stuff. But if you want to tell me how your day was... Here, eat. Eat more.
Eat more while you're...
822. How's your
day, honey? Don't answer that. I really don't care.
822. Cedar Point tickets. We'll do that next.
Nothing says Toledo like tacos, trivia, and Eric Chase. We've got two of the three right now.
Taco Tuesday
on Q105's The Morning Reboot.
You know, we have some cool prizes for this feature. We definitely have cool music.
Yes.
I thought we'd have more participation for a trivia-based feature on the show.
It is a little later than what we normally do it, but we have faith in our caller.
I mean, should we not give out prizes?
No, we're giving out prizes. All it's right. The closest thing I'll ever get to be Ellen and or Oprah.
Let's get Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you a coffee fan at all?
Absolutely.
Okay, then this should be easy for you. If you get all five correct, you'll win tickets. You'll win tickets to Cedar Point, which I believe is, Sam Dusky fan. We'll let that go for now.
Okay.
Is Cedar Point running a really good deal where it's like you can go unlimited through the end of this month for $60?
It's something like that, yeah.
It's a good deal.
There's a first lady of Sandusky.
You?
Yeah, I'm the self-proclaimed first lady of Sandusky. And Kathy agrees because she left.
Hand jobs?
I'm going to back you up on that one.
Thank you, girl.
You're welcome.
All right, here we go, Kathy. What country produces the most coffee? Brazil, the U.S., Saudi Arabia.
I'm going to say the U.S.
What year was Starbucks founded? 1941, 1971, 2001?
Let's go with 1971.
A single cup of black coffee has how many calories? 50, 100, 5 or less?
5 or less.
The meaning of the term espresso is forced out, expressive, under pressure.
Oh, gosh, is it 1 or 3? I'm going to go with forced out.
What language did the word coffee come from? Swahili, Spanish, Arabic.
Goodness. Arabic, although I think it's wrong.
You did get one wrong. That one wasn't it.
Okay.
I believe it's the Arabic word is wine, and we just transitioned it over to coffee. I'll give you another shot. I thought you got the easiest one wrong. What country produces the most coffee?
Brazil.
Yes. That's what I wrote down.
Okay, that's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to go against a country on that one.
Legit, when you said U.S., I put a sad face next to my number. I went, oh.
Kathy, were you thinking?
I know.
Were you thinking, is Brazil a country or a city?
No, I know it's a country, but I'm sorry, isn't it?
Isn't that where most coffee comes from anyway? Like
most, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And we're not near the top of it. The common places are. And that's the best thing about black coffee. Like, there's no calories in it.
So it's less than 5?
Yeah.
You didn't use me as a lifeline, Kathy, because I got that one wrong.
Less than 5. Kathy, nice job. You're a true coffee connoisseur. How do you prefer your coffee?
Unfortunately, with lots of calories, cream and sugar.
Mm. Okay. All right. Whatever works. Hold on a second. We have Cedar Point tickets for you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Don't go anywhere. You know, I like my coffee, right? Hot and black, like my women.
Ow.
With a little bit of vanilla. Sugar-free. Two-pump sugar-free vanilla.
You want that Alaskan girl.
From Starbucks. I like my coffee mixed like I like my women. 8:40 with the Morning Reboot. Jeffy McGee will be by shortly after 9 o'clock. It was a big week for the Elton John biopic, Rocket Man. So we'll do more musical biopics, but that's after 9. More to come before 9 with entertainment. 8:53 with the Morning Reboot on Q105. Your next chance to get qualified to fly away to Vegas happens with Russ a little bit after noon today on Q105. There's more on our website, Q1055.com. A couple of entertainment stories left that we have yet to get to before we recap a couple of ones from earlier in the morning. What happened with Jeopardy and Beyonce with the big post. First, we have two songs identified in the Manic Music Mix. you all. The first song is The Heart Wants What It Wants. The third song is Drunken Love. We can't find out the second, fourth, and fifth.
Is the fourth Break Up With Your Girlfriend? No, but the...
No, and to be honest, I made the fourth edit way too tight. I'm all right, here we go. Song one, The Heart Wants What It Wants.
Yeah.
Song two.
I'm out.
Can you talk to the in the microphone?
No, because I refuse to face defeat.
Are you going to curse? The Heart Wants What It Wants. Holy Grail.
Shut up.
No.
That is Holy Grail.
Drunken Love.
Yeah.
The edit is way too tight. It's Ellie Goulding, Close to Me. And the last one is Rumor Has It.
Yes. Okay.
Big post from Beyonce. You're going to find it just stunning that she sounds exactly like herself in the Lion King movie.
Simba, you have to take your place as king. We need you.
We're here.
The backup has arrived.
God. If
nothing, microphone.
If nothing. I'm in the microphone. I just said, I whispered, God. If nothing else, Timon and Pumbaa are going to give me the most life.
How many times are you going to cry during the movie?
I didn't. It's not a sad movie. Eh. It might be majestically beautiful.
Okay.
Because it's based in my homeland.
Did.
Africa.
Did you see. I posted them on our Q105 Facebook page last week. They were the character posters.
Yes.
They're beautiful. The detail. Uh-oh. Watch out. Hold on. Oh, black lady.
Oh, black lady.
She needs a name.
Odessa.
Here comes Donna.
Here comes Donna. You know Floyd has Oh, Black Lady because it goes, and I adjust my seat. There is a group, and I thought they were kidding, and then because I clickbait. I was like, ooh, I'm easily offended and attracted to this chaos. There's a group who wants people to reimagine Pumbaa. They said he looks frightening. So then I was just like, this ain't real. This is not real, people. It's real. People are mad that Pumbaa looks like, what is Pumbaa supposed to be, people? A warthog. He looks like a warthog. Google a warthog. They're not aesthetically cute. They did a very accurate portrayal of a Do you want Babe the Pig to play Pumbaa? No, because guess what? Babe the Pig would roast in Africa because it's hot. He would be just a strip of bacon trotting next to Timon. I am so mad that we live in this culture where people are just, they want to be offended by stuff. And then when they like, ooh, I could kind of be offended by this because it'll frighten my baby. Hey, Charles, look at this picture. Are you afraid? Is this picture of a warthog scaring you? And they're like, no. And then they print the warthog picture and make it a mask. They're like, how about now? And like, mommy, it's so scary. Don't do that. Exactly. That's what I thought. So I'm going to start a petition.
Pumbaa rights crusaders.
Pumbaa rights. And I'm one of them. Like, I cannot. I wish I could find that article. I'm going to try to find it and send it to you. Just so you can read. You even got to read the article. Read the comments. They're like, oh, he is kind of frightening. Oh, I think my little Andrew would be very terrified. Oh, I don't know if we could see the Timon and Pumbaa scenes. He's a warthog in Africa. That's what they look like.
If you do.
So mad.
If you do go read this, I highly encourage you to go look at the Keanu Walks to Music Twitter account to brighten up your life.
I was like so mad that like there's a legit petition with people who actually signed it.
James Holzhauer lost last night, and people knew ahead of time because it leaked on Twitter on Sunday night.
Over to James now. He had 23,400, and his response was correct. His wager, a modest one for the first time. That takes him to 24,799. So, Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with a correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion. Did you? You did. What did you wager? Oh, gosh, 20,000. What a payday.
Emma's the new champion. James Holzhauer goes down. He promised his daughter, I believe, a party when he lost. So, because she was sad if he was going to lose.
Oh, because he's away from
home. So he promised her a party. Well, she would be sad if he lost. So he made it a good thing if he lost. She got a party. 34-year-old guy won about $2.4 million. Nearly all that Ken Jennings did, but in like half the games. He had a winning streak of 32 games. And again, it leaked out on Sunday night on Twitter. But somebody down south, because they run Jeopardy at 9:30 in the morning, saw their version of Jeopardy yesterday morning. Two final stories. Christina Aguilera, who has the experience going on in Vegas, and one of the first guests to attend her opening night was Demi Lovato.
Yes.
Over the weekend, they took selfies at the Planet Hollywood, and while the moment was incredible, as Christina put it, she also revealed the amazing story the 26-year-old Demi shared with her. Knowing that she grew up with my music and was a big fan, she told me a story where she came to one of my concerts, and she turned around in the audience and pretended it was her concert. It was an amazing story, and I love hearing things like that. She continued, having those moments, sharing stories like that, and hearing them is truly what keeps me going on my worst days. Having purpose, knowing that you mean something to people,
that's good,
is an unbeatable high.
And it's also one of those things that it makes everything you've done, even when you feel unappreciated, like I've done it before, like I'm like, oh, can't go on. And I thought, no, you have to keep going. It, like you said, it's an amazing high. It's a great feeling because we are just pictures. We're just little entities on a bigger picture. Little oil spot.
Christina is donating some of the proceeds from ticket sales for the show to a women's shelter called The Shade Tree. That's something that's extremely close to my heart. And I did grow up in a very chaotic household where there was a lot of domestic violence. I'd like to hear more details on that. Last thing, Sarah Gilbert is moving on from a show she helped create, The Talk.
She's leaving?
Simply because her life is too busy and she is going to give more time to the show, The Conners. Having three kids, there is no way for me to do the production company, The Conners, The Talk Show. The show Atypical was way too much, something I had to give. And I've been lucky enough to do The Talk for 9 years, so that felt like the right move. Like, okay, I've done that and I fully explored it. Now it's time to do other creative ventures. She gave herself the talk I gave to Philip a long time ago. You got to say no to some things because...
She should have said no to The Conners. I don't think that show's going to last much longer.
Well, maybe they'll make that decision for her. Really? How come?
I don't really find it funny.
The comedian is no longer on the show.
Right, that's what I called The Conners. I don't know. I guess it has a cult following, but I'm just like, if you had to choose one, I'd choose the one that's steady and...
Now you see, if your sentiment is the prevailing one for most people, now you see why ABC was so hesitant or not so quick to part ways with Roseanne.
Mm-hmm.
She's the star, right?
Mm.
And did we sign up for skinny John Goodman?
No. He looks good, though. He's still got some chub on him.
Right.
But he's not our old Dan.
9:01 with the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric and Floyd. We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pick. Rocket Man and biopics. More with that art with our pop culture superstar, Jeffy McG, to come.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by...
Q105, Las Vegas Flyaway, next chance to qualify with Russ after 12:20. It's Eric and Floyd, the morning reboot. Our pop culture superhero, Jeffy McG, is here.
Good morning, guys.
And we're going to go backwards, what we don't usually do, but with good reason.
Yeah, because a surprisingly big hit this past weekend. I mean, not really surprising for a lot of us who have been keeping tabs, obviously, with the success of Bohemian Rhapsody last fall. But... one of the bigger releases that did well over expectations this past weekend was Rocket Man, which is the Taron Egerton biopic of Elton John. Egerton's performance is really getting a lot of very big buzz in terms of, especially considering that he did all his own singing this time around compared to pretty much everybody else who's done this, where they just emulate the performance, but they can't really act like they're going to emulate the voice. With Egerton, he doesn't exactly sound like Elton John, but apparently that was... Elton's note to him is like, look, don't try and emulate me. Don't try and imitate me. Find your own performance in the songs. And that's what worked. And so his performance is really getting a lot of positive buzz out of it. And so as a result, we thought we'd look back a little bit at musical biopics. We're looking at the history of musicians.
I'm ready.
And I'm going to go let you guys know right out of the gate, There is no Bohemian Rhapsody in this list because we just covered it last week and I wasn't going to double dip into the well that quickly. Thank you very much. All right, so let us go to number one on the list of musical biopics.
I ain't going to beat around the bush with you. You going blind. The doctor saying nothing
Ray.
I can do, that's so we got to do what
very
I say.
Well.
Boom.
Is that,
ooh,
your
that movie was so long.
I didn't find it that long, personally, but that was Jamie Foxx's biopic of Ray Charles, of course, from 2004. Foxx won his baby. Oscar for that.
Nobody can see that.
Yeah.
The irony.
That's why I'm laughing.
All right, so Floyd, one. Eric, nothing in the musical biopic list as we go to number two on the list, please.
Good night, baby. Go to sleep.
You're still at 8 Mile. Caesars over more.
I hit first.
Nah, I think he hit you a microsecond.
I'll let him have the
It was a microsecond before you, if that, but it was very close. But yes, 8 Mile, which technically is not a biopic because it's fictionalized, but
Rabbit.
All things considered, it's basically a biopic.
And it won an Academy Award.
Yes, it did.
The intro for that of Lose Yourself, I always campaign for stations to play that version. And two, even though Lose Yourself,
won the Academy Award for Best Original Song.
8 Mile, the song, is incredibly good on that soundtrack.
It is, but Lose Yourself is better. And it's one of those things where ultimately I think that, you know, you can't deny the power of the music out of that movie, even, you know, if, you know, whatever you think of the movie. I think the movie was an excellent movie, actually. Yeah. Especially considering it came from the director of L.A. Confidential and a lot of really good food.
Oh, yeah.
Just recently passed away, not
17
too long ago.
Years old.
It's fine. All I know is...
It came out in 2002.
Sweater, mom's spaghetti.
No, no,
I
think mom's spaghetti is a meme somewhere.
Is it? Okay.
All right. So we have 1-1 now as we go to number three on the list, please.
That's the kind of song that truly
saves
people.
I was going to say
people.
The Johnny Cash movie.
Which is?
Hello.
One I'm Johnny.
There it is.
I love that movie, and I had no desire. I knew nothing about him.
Yeah,
I was like, "Who? He lived a crazy
life." It was the movie that basically made me stop hating Reese Witherspoon because for a long time I just had this weird negative connotation to her, and then that performance in that movie, like, I can't dislike her now because ultimately she turned in that performance.
I was like in the same ballpark as you guys. I had no desire to see it, and mm-mm. I didn't like it except for when he did Ring of Fire in the prison.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh, you are reckless."
But that, if you ever wanted to listen to it, Johnny Cash Live at Folsom Prison is an excellent album. If you ever want to check that out, just as a sample of the type of work that he did beyond everything. And go ahead.
Any soundtrack ever, feel free to use "Hurt" by Trent Reznor and Johnny Cash.
Well, Cash's performance is so singularly defining that ultimately, like, I can't think of "Hurt" as anything but a Johnny Cash song nowadays. So, all right, so Floyd. 2, Eric, 1, number 4 on the list, please.
Warner Brothers is proud to present.
Oh my God!
Yes!
You needed a note? What the hell?
It's amazing. She had two massive hits. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they were hits everywhere in the country.
Mm-hmm. No, they were very specialized, but it wasn't until after, unfortunately, her death that basically really elevated her to pop culture icon status, which is the really sad part of the whole thing, is that she wasn't around to see it.
Same with a lot of painters.
Yeah,
I wonder if many people remember or how long it takes them to know that was Jennifer Lopez.
I think a lot of people remember Jennifer Lopez, especially since that was basically her breakout performance.
Yeah.
I mean, from that point on, she was, before that, she was a relatively unknown actress. Within a year after that, she was J-Lo. Let's be honest here. At that point, Jennifer Lopez was on the pop culture map to stay. Meanwhile, Floyd has already got the win
I want to rub it in his face. Let's go for this last one.
Let's go to number 5 on the list, please.
Really, what I do getting played out, Jay. Where the money at?
Why you gotta be so ruthless, cuz?
Is this Get Rich or Die Try?
No, it is not.
Oh, poop.
I'm just trying to get home.
That's my son.
You need to get back in the house or I will ruin your night. Okay. I gotta talk to my moms like that.
Most recent, just a couple years ago.
NWA,
which was called.
Damn it!
Oh!
That is Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah! I've never seen that movie.
Mom's definitely meant a rat movie.
But beyond everything, it was also a very well-received rat movie that got nominated for quite a few Academy Awards as well, and ultimately didn't. I don't think it won anything, unfortunately.
No, it was one of those, like, how did it not win? But it got those guys a lot of roles.
Mm-hmm. And ultimately, it was another one in a long history of that kind of led up to, you know, I think the success of Straight Outta Compton inspired a lot of the people to try and revisit a lot of these musicians again, because you'll notice it comes in waves. Like, we had Ray and Walk the Line within a year of each other.
Yeah.
So ultimately, you'll find that once Hollywood finds something that's drawing money, they're going to bring out the next thing. So right now, we've got, you know, the Bohemian Rhapsody and Rocketman being the next big things. And we go on from there, and who knows what other musicians' stories we are going to be exploring in the next couple years after the massive success of Bohemian.
My biggest takeaway from Straight Outta Compton is how good the DNA traveled within the Cube family.
Oh my God, let me tell you, Ice Cube Jr. too, who's not really Ice Cube Jr., it's like O'Shea Jr.
Yeah.
Right, it's so crazy. Like, they laugh, they smile, they do that little mannerism thing. Yes. All rappers do that thing when they rub their hands.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, whatever.
More with Jeff to come, what to download, what to stream, and much more in a couple of minutes on Q105. Heaven only knows where you 922 on Q105 with the Morning Reboot. It's Eric and Floyd. You can get the podcast of today's episode just before 10 o'clock. Text Eric to our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. Things to watch, stream, download, and more in 1 second. I think Jeff just won most liked tweet of the day.
Yeah.
And it's so true.
The quote from Barry Petechke, which just got retweeted on my timeline: every time Jeopardy is in the news is a brutal reminder that Wheel of Fortune is a useless game show that has never once been interesting. Which my father, who I hope is listening, I'm sorry to have read that out loud. I know it's your favorite show, but anyway,
I got Daddy McGee, RSTLNE.
It's so true though. Like, we've all had a time in our life where we go, last night I was killing Double Jeopardy. No one's ever like, whatever the round is in Wheel of Fortune, I was like, bing, bang, boom.
They've changed so much with Wheel of Fortune that
they've added so many new rules. Yeah. Whereas with Jeopardy, it's basically perfect as it is. You don't change. They did change it when they had the remake though, with everything going on, because at the original show, as soon as they revealed the clue, you could ring in.
Yeah.
Whether or not you knew the answer or not. Now they've held that back. But otherwise, the show has basically been unchanged since it debuted like over a half a century ago.
Did you watch last night?
No, I did not.
Okay. I had read somewhere online amid the leak that the producers tricked him and they stuck a daily double in the lowest dollar value they've ever done before, which was basically how he was throttling everybody every night, but not last night.
No.
What are we watching?
Let's get to some new stuff, because it's the beginning of the month. That means all sorts of new stuff.
Yay.
On all the streaming services. If you're on Netflix and you have not seen either of them, shame on you. It is time to catch up. Both Batman Begins and The Dark Knight are on Netflix, two of the best superhero movies of all time. Definitely check those out. If you're looking for something a little more titillating, let's be honest here, most of you have probably already seen this by now, but go ahead. Magic Mike is on Netflix.
Always a good locale where you watch.
If you want to check that out. Speaking of musicals, we were talking about it over the break. The Phantom of the Opera movie from 2004, the one with Gerard Butler
and
as
Amy
the Phantom.
Rossi?
Yeah.
Not good.
Well, I'm not a big Phantom fan in general. Anyway, I'm not a big fan of Andrew Lloyd Webber in general. But listen, he's written some very good stuff. And then after a certain point, it's like he's coasting on that for the rest of his career.
May I have the Twitter length version of what Phantom of the Opera is?
Phantom of the Opera is a story about a woman who is trained by a mysterious guy who lives underneath an opera house. And then becomes dangerously obsessed with her.
He kidnaps her through a heart-wrenching pop rock anthem called Phantom of the Opera.
And has like gondolas and everything. It's like the most overproduced catacombs you've ever seen.
I know we gotta move on, but I will give him this. Phantom of the Opera has literally four endings. And you're like, it's still going! It's real. I'll give you that. It's so ungodly long.
And also, for those of you who are on Netflix who I love this show, and I know there are plenty of you, Black Mirror returns this week on
tomorrow.
Wednesday, season 5. Yep, starts next week, tomorrow.
I'll let everybody know.
Yep. Also on Amazon, District 9. Do you remember District 9?
Yeah, sci-fi movie.
Movie got nominated for Best Picture in 2009.
It looked like if Terminator was making good movies still.
But it was basically a big metaphor for apartheid. You can check that out. Speaking of biopics, musical biopics, I had to throw this in. The Doors is now up on Amazon as well.
Val Kilmer.
Which is Val Kilmer in 1990 Val Kilmer. So peak hotness Val Kilmer.
Peak hotness.
Yeah. So, and also Mission Impossible, the original Mission Impossible, of which there are now, what, 6? Are we up to 7 yet?
That was 0405? Roughly. Still
like that,
Tom Cruise.
Yes, it is.
Young Tom Cruise.
All right. So also on Hulu, I want to point out a few. The Devil Wears Prada, a movie I didn't like particularly.
Great movie. Never seen it. It's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu. Now.
Yes! I can finally get the jokes that my friend say at the table. I'm like, okay.
It started my Anne Hathaway crush.
And again, speaking of long-running series that people are really interested in seeing return, The Handmaid's Tale has season 3, again, starting tomorrow. So it's a big day for new seasons of streaming hits. Some family picks for you on Netflix. New is Madagascar Escape 2, number 2, Africa, which is the sequel of that series, of which I think there's at least 4 if you count the Penguins of Madagascar movie. On Amazon, I know a lot of bronies will be excited to find out that My Little Pony, the movie, is now on Amazon.
Twice.
You might be a brony.
I have the soundtrack on my phone. Zoe Saldana sings a song called Awesome, and it's called
Awesome.
It's amazing.
Who are the people who dress up as mascots and have sex?
Furries.
Yeah. Furries and bronies are.
Why are you laughing? Don't laugh.
Have as quite as much overlap as you want to think.
No. Give me a couple final notes, Jeff.
Final notes on Hulu family pick for Shrek. I want to point that out as well. And also new on VOD this week, Captain Marvel. So if you missed it earlier this year, you can check that out, and especially check out one of the final cameos and perhaps the best cameo in terms of the inside joke that Stan Lee ever did. So definitely check out that one on VOD starting this week.
Since we went backwards this week, what does come out this week in the theaters?
This weekend is Dark Phoenix.
Sorry.
That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know.
Apologies.
People. Yeah, actually.
Secret Life of Pets 2 also comes out this weekend.
If you're an X-Men fan and you have children, Dark Phoenix is not for them.
I don't think so. But then again, it all depends upon whether or not it's any good first, and let's be honest here.
It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, everybody said that about Last Stand, and that was the last time they tried to do the Phoenix.
Did I not say that yesterday? I said, this is a 20-year love affair, and they better do me right, because they did me so dirty 20 years ago.
It's Apocalypse that sucked, and I hope Oscar Isaac can find a way to take that.
Apocalypse?
I didn't like Apocalypse either. So.
Gross!
All right, the nerd's got to take a break. 9:28 on the morning reboot.
Yeah. Q105. I've been thinking too much.
Tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
As we wrap up a Tuesday, June 4th, you got one?
Yes.
Microphone.
Oh, yes.
Oh, what did they teach you at Specs Howard? Nothing.
Oh.
What do you got?
We're just going to go with that. That's your segue into me.
Low blow.
Ow.
Aren't they all?
Yeah, go ahead. Mine is from @technicallyron. Here we go. How would you describe your life? Basically, when you try to make an omelet, but you blank it up and you end up with scrambled eggs. But it's okay.
Oh, I've done that.
Me too.
A scrambled egg omelet, all a damn same thing.
It all ends up in life.
Right, as long as the yolk isn't uncooked. We talked about this before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Egg yolk is nasty.
Like snot.
Worse than snot. It's the Morning Reboot Q105. You can get the podcast of today's show in less than 15 minutes. I'll have it up for you. Text Eric to our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. About an hour and 45 minutes of commercial-free and song-free content. You tell me who tweeted this.
Okay.
Knew I shouldn't have invited @Drake to the @Jeopardy taping.
Alex Trebek. Well, he's not on Twitter.
James Holzhauer.
Oh, I like it.
Drake has like a loser's curse attached
to him.
Yeah. Other couple of things. I know you see some of my tweets. Somebody named Vitaly, a Russian person, tweeted something that topless elevator prank. Did you happen to come across this?
No.
All right. And then, yeah, that's it for today. That's good enough. We gave you enough. You should get some dad joke tweets ready. Because the Mott branch, Mott Conda.
I have time to shine.
Later on this week.
Yes.
The Mott Conda branch is opening. And Jason, the interim executive director of the library, is going to come in and tell us about it. And hurl dad jokes at you and Philly T, assuming he's here this week. The dad, the great
wait, is this the great dad off?
Yeah, the great dad joke challenge.
I'll bring it, Mr. Man. I'm ready.
I think we have a guest on Thursday, too. I got to check who it is. Got a busy week.
Busy week.
Glad you're feeling better.
Busy week. I am.
Did I post your turquoise hair on our Facebook page?
I didn't see it. I would have shared it.
Floyd has new hair color. And we'll get that up on Facebook immediately. 9:46, back here tomorrow, 5:45 till 10 on Q105. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the morning reboot.
Yeah. Q105 wants to send you.